This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Changes and growth paved the road ahead for CHS. At least that was the talk at last night's annual meeting. The co-op is winding down its first year as a merged business, and change has played a big role in their operations over the last several months, and it's not going away anytime soon. CHS Producer Board President Lonnie Rhodes says he's excited about the changes and the progress they've made.
Yeah, Katie, I live south of Carlinville with my wife, Kim, and we have one son together, and I have two older boys. We farm in the Carlinville-Gillespie area and also in the Louder, Verdon-Modesto area.
Been serving on the CHS board now for several years, or how long has it been?
I really don't know. When the Louder Farmers Elevator was purchased by CHS, a couple years after that, that's when I came on the board as a CHS board member. I kind of picked up where my stepfather left off. He served on the Louder Farmers Elevator board for years.
Well, got some experience, definitely. Well, we've got some exciting things to discuss. Today we're at the annual meeting, and one of the main things we want to talk about that's exciting and that's been kind of new for CHS is your sharing of assets. And when I was asking you about this, I said assets, so physical things, you know, equipment, but it's more than that, and that's something I know you're proud of and the CHS team is proud of, and it's really improving the business.
Oh, yes. Yeah, when we talk about assets, a lot of people think machinery. I think in terms of people. Our people are our biggest asset. We have several facilities, as you're aware, and we do share machinery, and we do share our employees. So I feel blessed to have the kind of leadership that we have in our new manager, Randy Brody. I say new, but Randy's almost been here a year now. So, yeah, things are going quite well.
Talk a little bit more about some of the procedures that have changed with sharing the assets. You know, you're sharing people, so what does that mean to, you may have a person working out of one office, but if you're sharing them with another location, that's got to be opening up some new options for the customers.
Yeah, so it has improved our efficiency to be able to share our employees or use our, rather than share, maybe use our employees more wisely. It's our hopes that our employees can, say, move into the Pocahontas area, work out of that facility, or they can move into the Carrollton area or the Shipman area or the Louder area and work in all those facilities and not miss a beat. So we're trying to duplicate what we have in all areas of our business.
You spoke earlier this evening during the business meeting, and we have yet some more to go tonight, but you said a quote, and it's basically the motto of CHS. It's farmer owned with global connections. Share with us what that means to you. You're a farmer from this area. You're on the board. You're a farmer that has ownership and part of the company, but also those global connections. What does that mean for guys in this area and what CHS has to offer?
Well, I guess I think, first of all, when I think about the global connections, if I were young coming out of college, I would be interested in getting hired by a company like CHS. If I wanted to stay home, stay local, there's that opportunity to stay local, and also the opportunity to move up the chain of command. When we say global connections, we have markets in all around the world. We have CHS as employees that work all around the world. There's opportunity for young people to advance through the co-op in ways that I wouldn't have thought possible when I were back in college and wanting to come back to the farm or home. But yeah, the global connections, the sky's the limit here. It's these kids can do whatever they want within this organization.
So what I translate that to is there sounds like there's going to be a really promising future for CHS.
Well, I think there's a very promising future for CHS, and I think there's a promising future for our next generation of ag.
Yeah, I would have to agree. There's a lot going on in the ag industry right now, and it's a pretty exciting place to be. Kind of want to relate it back to life on the farm and agronomy operations and how things are going this spring. February was really warm and out of the ordinary, and I think during someone's speech earlier today, a lot of anhydrous was put on. That's kind of something we don't typically see in February.
No, that's correct. It's been a beautiful late winter, early spring so far. There's been a lot of field work done, a lot of fertilizer applied, things like that. One day it's 80 degrees and you think you're behind, and the next day you're putting your winter coat on because there's ice on the pond again. So it's been kind of a roller coaster ride, but it's really been a nice late winter, early spring so far.
So things, it sounds like, going pretty well for you at home. I know CHS is busy, but you farm yourself. So how are operations at home going for you and thinking about planting soon, or what are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, you're going to think about planting when it's 80, and you're going to think that you're crazy when it's 30. But, no, I have really good help at home, and the guys are doing their thing. We're pretty well ready to go. The big question is, when are we going to go? Probably going to wait as long as we can towards the end of March or the first part of April. I think the crop insurance deadline is going to dictate to us kind of what our policy is going to be. But I don't know. It just depends on how many of my neighbors get going.
And once again, that was CHS Board President Lonnie Rhodes, and we'll be back with more in just a moment. Looking at some national ag news, the USDA this week said no tainted meat from Brazil had entered the United States. The comments follow last week's findings of a bribery scheme at Brazilian meat packing plants to entice inspectors to turn a blind eye to tainted meat and sanitary issues. USDA says that while none of the slaughter or processing facilities implicated in the Brazilian scandal have shipped meat products to the United States, the Food Safety and Inspection Service immediately instituted additional pathogen testing of all shipments of raw beef and ready-to-eat products from Brazil upon hearing reports of the investigation. The Food Safety Inspection Service has also increased its examination of all these products at ports of entry across the country. The agency will indefinitely maintain its 100% reinspection and pathogen testing of all lots of food safety inspection regulated products imported from Brazil. Ag Secretary nominee Sonny Perdue appears to have won over the Senate Ag Committee and is headed for confirmation by the full Senate after the committee votes to move Perdue forward. During a confirmation hearing Thursday, Senate Ag Committee Ranking Democrat Debbie Stabenow announced intentions to vote for the former Georgia governor to become the next to lead the Department of Ag. Much of the hearing focused on what Perdue plans to do as Ag Secretary rather than his qualifications for the job. The hearing came 73 days after President Trump made his final cabinet selection, being Perdue, a day before Trump's inauguration. The committee will hold a separate business meeting to vote on the nomination and has yet to schedule that meeting. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.